This is Louise Gartner with Spectrum Commodities taking a look at cattle for Thursday, November 10th. Well, cattle markets were weaker on the live cattle, pretty much unchanged on feeders. So we are stuck in a range in feeders that has held this market for almost 2 weeks now, pretty narrow range. And we were looking at a converging triangle pattern through yesterday, and it was getting so tight that we had to make a move either way. And it looks like from that minor pattern on the front month November, it started to break out to the downside. But the back months really didn't have that converging triangle. They were just basically trading sideways in a narrow range. For live cattle, we had had some upward momentum, at least short term, on the front month December, but that seemed to run out of gas yesterday. We got a fair amount of selling, down about a buck and a half. The back months are back down to the lows that they put in here last week, and it looks like the market's really kind of struggling on the upside. I kind of figured we would have some momentum, that we would work our way higher into the normal seasonal pattern of early December. That's still possible, but yesterday's price action makes that more difficult to do, and you know, it just looks like we're running out of steam on the futures contracts for both lives and feeders. In the cash trade, I've got just a few head moving, not really enough to feel comfortable with establishing a market, but the prices posted by USDA have us at around 150 on the Fed trade. That is down 2 from last week. Dressed at 240 is also down 2. Box beef values were lower, choice down 27 cents at 265, select down 83 cents at 235. The spread gained 56 cents at 29.45. Movement was 142 loads. Slaughter rates so far this week at 381,000 head. That's 4,000 less than last week, and it's up 14,000 over last year. The feeder cattle index was down 29 cents at 176.30. So not a lot of movement there either. Pretty quiet trade in the cash. In the supply-demand report yesterday, USDA pegged beef production for 2022 at 28.35 billion pounds. That's up 0.21 billion from last month. For 2023, they're at 26.28 billion pounds. That's down 0.09 billion from last month. And it's down 2 billion from this year that we're still in. Average prices for 2022, they are projecting at 144.15. That's up a dollar from last month. And for 2023, it takes a big jump, up 11 bucks at 155.5, which is up 2 from last month, and again up 11 from this year. So pretty impressive jump in price. You know, the futures have that priced in already. So I think that you know, it's going to be difficult to get it above that. You know, the further out months, the Octobers are 157, the D's 23s are at 161. So they're quite a bit above where USDA is projecting. You know, we're looking at that time window as being right in the heart of heifer retention and herd rebuilding, and fed cattle supplies being starting to really get tight. All of that depends on good rainfall across the plains. You know, who knows? That's over a year away. It's certainly possible to get that, especially if the weather guys are right and La Nina finally fades. But kind of have to see that. If you don't get it, if you start running into more dryness as we get into next spring, boy, all of these just come down fast, I think, because you're just going to see another wave of herd liquidation. And that just keeps feeder cattle under pressure. It keeps, you know, fed supplies high, beef production high. It just depends on rain, and we're not getting a lot of it as we speak. The 2 week forecast doesn't look all that great. The longer range forecast does hold some promise, again with La Nina expected to fade by February. They're pushing that back, which is not a good sign. That at first it was, you know, by November it'll be gone. Well, it's not. But geez, this has been the third year now for La Nina. At some point it's got to give. So one would think you're not going to stretch it out for yet another season. So we look for more rains, better rains across the plains, and that, again, does support those back months being at those higher levels, pretty much in line with where USDA's projections are. If you have any questions, feel free to call at 1-800-888-9843. This has been Louise Gartner with Spectrum Commodities.